Right. Okay. We are Daf Yudim with Aleph with the Mishnah, yeah? Sorry, I couldn't hear you anybody beforehand. Says the Mishnah, Pirus Alof Sadin Neacham, if someone spreads over his sukkah a sheet because of the heat of the sun, Retachter Neanesho, and underneath it to catch the leaves falling down. Says Rashi Haneshesh, no, you are in the Kismin, no, you should not be. Leaves and the splinters shouldn't drop onto his table. Sudden double hamakabul tumahu. Rashi learns that sudden is double. Some double tumahu. Possible schach the kerakamon, and it's possible to use for schach, as we'll see further on. Or carries on the Mishnah. Oish shapiris agabe akinuf, or he spreads a sheet over a four-poster bed. Psula, it is possible. But if he spreads it over a two-poster bed, then it's still kosher. Says Rashi, Shapiros on Gabi Kinuf, Kroima. Oh yeah, if you know like Joseph near Nesha, he didn't spread it over because of the leaves dropping down. Eleanor Almitosi, only to beautify his bed. Al Gabi Akinuf, Hein Dalu Kondisim, Udala Rabbi Amito, these are four poles, upright poles at the 4 feet of the bed. And they're upright. And then you put cross beams from one to the other. So you have four cross beams going from one to the other, Agabayim, at the top of these poles. And then you spread a sheet over the frame. It's a long way from the schach. Now the problem isn't using a schach, the whole lab is he hasn't put them there as a protection. He's put them there to beautify his sukkah. Sula, it's possible, says Rashi, Shumdeno Yerushim b'sukkah. He's not sitting in the sukkah. The oil mafsik b'neim, because there's an oil separating him from the sukkah, the schach itself. But he can spread them over a two-post bed. She'enon elo shnayim. We're talking about when there's only two uprights. V'hein deitzim b'em samito. And they are in the middle of the bed. In other words, echad marshes of one in the middle of the headboard, v'alechad l'ragleo, and one at the middle of the footboard. But nice and klunsum is there. There's only a single pole going from one to the other. A person who loves studying, and you spread a sheet for whom shapel the candle the kam, and it is sloping down either side in an apex. Umshum de'ain lo gag tefach, because it hasn't got a roof of a tefach rochav l'mal. It hasn't got a tefach width at the top. Loin mikra oil is not called an oil, and therefore it stays kosher. Says the Gemara, we'll see more places that argues with Rashi. Omar al Chizda, loishono, it's a famous place that's where. Omar al Chizda, loishono elab nehaneshem. We only learned because he spreads out the sheet to catch the leaves falling. But if he does it to beautify the sukkah, he spreads out a sheet as noy sukkah ksheiro, then it's kosher. Says Rashi, no, when he spreads it out to catch the leaves, the shavia schach lahogain, he spreads it out to make it as another roof to protect him from the leaves falling. He'll go master mishum mekabel tuma. It's possible because it's been mekabel tuma. Abel in the oisoi, but if it's done to beautify the ain shem schach leo okshero, it doesn't have a shem of schach on it. It's not for protection, therefore it's kosher. The reason why it's possible here is because you've got two schachs. Says Rashi, that can't be pshat. To say there's two schachs. According to Chizda, it would only be possible if you've got two schachs there, it would only be possible if they were four tochim apart. When we learned the sugi of schach al gabi schach, he says they have to be four tochim apart. And if you're going to say we are talking about in this sugi here, they are more than four tochim apart, and that's why it's possible, then you can't say on the other side of the coin that it's only possible if you use it as to catch the leaves. But if you want to use it for noise sugi, it's kosher. Though he will pass the kamon, Rav Chizda himself will see, will pass further on, but noy sukkah, and will flog in dalad. He passes even noy sukkah, even if it's done for decorations, and it's more than four tefachim away, so you can't make a difference between whether it's noy sukkah or not noy sukkah. If it's noisuke, also if it's four tvachim away, then it would be possible. He says it's possible because of two schochim, even if it's noisuke. And if it's less,
why is it? Because if no suke, it's all right. Mas is it does look like that you got two stuff. No. So why is it? Is toilet on what your kavona?
Is toilet on what his kavona is? If his kavona is to Rashi learns his kavona is to protect him from the leaves falling down, then it's a protection. It's a schach, which is a protection, and that's the purpose of it. Then Rashi says it's a dover. Then you're using it as a schach, and it's a schach which is mekabel tuma. If you're using it as no sukkah, you're not using it as a schach. You're using it as no sukkah. No sukkah isn't. We don't matter if no sukkah are mekabel tuma or not. Tosis argues with Rashi. Tosis says, "Spain was Tosis. One pure son of Sadim Neachamo." So Tosis, "Cost of bichus agoyim." He puts a sheet on it either to protect from the sun or to catch the leaves. Sula is possible. That's only where you've got more sun than shade without the sheet. If there's more shade than sun, it's kosher. Makes no difference. Then it's kosher, even if you do it there to protect, catch the leaves. And the sheep won't puzzle it. And that's how I explained it above. The aim is to have schach puzzle, but it's schach kosher, that the schach puzzle cannot mix with the schach kosher, given to the bloy psul, because without the psul, it would have more shame. But we're in the Zemafarsha in the town, and when Tam agrees with me, he says, when it says because he puts the sheet because of the sun, Shema Yabesh says Aschach, it dries up the schach, and as a result of that, therefore, that you're going to end up with more sun than shade. So you're doing it to help him to keep his schach kosher. But Chain Tachtev Me'anesh, similarly, also underneath to catch the leaves, the more you're all in notion, if the leaves fell off, then you would have more sun. And the sheet stops them, Melipo, from falling. The Kimon Shasal in Goyim. So in both cases, it's the sheet that causes Shal Yodoy Tilsam Ruba Mecham. So that is what is creating that there's more shade than the sun. Possible, it's possible. So Tosis has got a tremendous Chiddush here. And Tosis is saying that if it's more shade than sun, it doesn't matter if you put it there to catch the leaves. Avla Pirish HaKontras Kosha. Well, according to Rashi, it's fair. The Lama Yisrael Mnei Shemegin Ala Odom Me'achama Me'akismin. Why should we passing it if it's used as protection because of the sun and the falling leaves, the splints? Ma'isno Milen Oisa. Isn't that the same? This is your question, little bit, Bobby. Isn't that the same as saying it's noid? The beauty is he's using it to help him. He's using it to help him. It's to beautify things. It's they shouldn't get disturbed. When the sun got to his feet, suddenly he got too hot, he went and spread out the sheet. So this is that argues with Rashi. Back to the Gemara. So
that raises an interesting question.
Yeah.
According to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if it starts to rain and you've got this protective sheet, or as long as it's classed as schach,
yes, that's a big sign that they have on Tosis. According to Tosis, where you don't have to wait for it to rain. You can leave your sukkah closed the whole time round.
Absolutely.
That's a big question they have on Tosis.
The people who leave their sukkah because it's raining, are probably doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. There's a whole raid, and that's why I wanted to know this Tosis. It's a famous Tosis. According to Tosis, you could close your roof and still be eating the sukkah.
Eating the sukkah.
Yeah.
But Tosis doesn't say that if it's raining, you can eat in the sukkah. He says that.
Okay, but you could. Why should chamor be different to rain? It's just another element.
Yeah, because it's a star.
It's just another element. Was it? What's
rain is a star. That's why you're potter.
No, Cham is also mitzdaya. In Los Angeles, where my son lives, actually they leave the sukkah because it's too hot. It got to 105. It gets hot. It's the hottest month of the year, September there, actually. Yeah. And they leave. And you don't, if you don't have any conditioning your sukkah in Los Angeles, you can almost forget it. It's so hot there. In fact, he didn't. The first year he arrived there, he didn't have sukkah, and he said it was too hot. They had to leave the sukkah because it was too hot. So cham is just as much mitzdaya as rain.
There are some people who eat the sukkah raining that love each other. No?
I don't know.
First night only.
What?
First night only.
We don't wait till midnight, I mean.
Let's go to the question. It says
because of the leaves falling. It says more mad the same I might have thought who had in definitely no iso that even from the iso it would be possible. But all the tony nesha uch the milsik tony, and the reason why I mentioned the leaves falling because that's the more common reason for putting a seat up. Kamash malon, therefore as a chizin mechadish that. No, if it's done in the oyster, it's okay.
Rashi fits in better in the Gemara. Rashi's Peshad.
We'll learn Rashi's Peshad.
Well, fit in the Gemara doesn't fit in according to him. It should be a different lotion, though. It should be nothing to do with Apilim, whether it's Noah or not. It's nothing to do with it. It's got to do with whether Merubah Chassid.
I just wanted to highlight the Tosfos. I'm not going to go into Tosfos anymore. Leimer Messiah says, "Well, we got a proof for Rav Chisda. We got a brayso. Sichah ki hilchasam. He put proper kosher schach on it. Beitra bekromim wasadin, and he beautified it with needlework and with sheets. I'm so yearning that we got designs on." The Tonaboy goes in and he hang on nuts, scaly almonds, are fast, and peaches, remind and pomegranates, bachina, almobin, clusters of grapes, itrish, or shiboilin, and crowns or baskets of barley, yenois, wine, shmonim, oil, silters, and flour. Also, this stuff, one isn't allowed to have any hanofnim, and mochi yontu vachin shachag until after shmini atzeris. We just finished off the brice of him. Hisna lehim. If he made this nai hakoy lefit noi, then it has to be according to the conditions he set up. We'll see about that one mash in a moment. It says Rashi first of all, but the raya from here is it says in this brice, he put sheets on it as noi to beautify it, and the sukkah is kosher. Says Rashi, be chromium two lines from the bottom. So you're in masa oirig that is woven. It's woven. Could go in big day tivonim. Called colored garments, Shekoin Uvrin, which is made up of patches of color, I think is what he translates it as. Nuf Sardinin, Hamsuyorin, or sheets, which are designs on Shusuros and Boiletis, where the design is protruding, could go in Master Roikim, like needlework or Master Oirig, or woven, Shekoin Liskant, also I think patches on it. Yena is Shmonim, we've learned oil and wine. Well, how do you hang that up in the sukkah, says Rashi. Noisin Kois, and Noi. He puts it in glass containers to beautify the sukkah. So he puts oil, and which we'll get them in Hogim for to put hang these things up in the sukkah from this one over here. And we said he has to, they're all muksa, and till Metsiyontov, then his Nalem, Captain Moore said, Hakoy Lefit Noi. What does he mean he made his Nai? Okagoyin the Omam. He said, "Any boidel mehem kol ben ashmos shayyontu rishon." He says, "I'm not being cuts to my das. I'm not separating myself from them. The whole of ben ashmoses of the first day yontov, or the first night of yontov. In other words, I'm not making the muksa. I'm making sure that I have them in mind. They're not muksa. They're going to not be. I'm not cuts to my das. I'm not making the muksa. But I chal kedusha alai that the kedusha of the sukkah shouldn't be chal on them. Ba'achim mukin lom maseches beitzer b'mei b'amevi. That's how we fit it in maseches beitzer b'amevi." And any other condition doesn't help. However, as we already mentioned, that is Bryson mentions, since Sardinin mentions that he puts sheets on top of his sukkah behind the siyata, and that is the raya for Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, no raya. Second line down, Dilma min atzad. Maybe he hanged them on the walls. Says Rashi, Dilma min atzad did funnies. They put these sheets on the wall, Avlamala. But if you put them on the roof, if you put them on the roof, it's a beauty value, and we'll call it Mihi's putting Srach for Dabar Makabutumah Karilo, and you've got no raya from this braisa. Itma, says the Gemara, we learned, Noi Sukkah Eim Masim B'Sukkah. The decorations of the Sukkah do not reduce the Sukkah. Says Rashi, what does it mean? It doesn't reduce the Sukkah. Eim Martin, Kromin Aprusin Lamalo. You've got these designs which are spread out on near the roof, Lanoi for beauty. Eim Martin Begoiva Me'esim Nachshiro. If, for example, you had a Sukkah which was over 20 amas high, and you hung these sheets below the 20 amas high, and now you're sitting within 20 amas, that doesn't make it into a kosher Sukkah. The lab means Schochan into, because they're not Schach. These Schach, if they were schach, have a mishum mekabel tumah, then they would be possible because they're mekabel tumah. And also the other way around, it works around. It also doesn't make, if you put them, if you've got a small sukkah which is only 10 tefachim high, then it doesn't puzzle it, even if they are within the 10 tefachim of the ceiling. In other words, when you've got 9 or 8 tefachim there, then it doesn't puzzle it. And Snyder pointed out as well, which Tosas brings up actually in the lunchtime shiur, that we learned Hutzin Hayorudin, that if you had little strands coming into the tent for him, it makes the sukkah possible. We had if your sukkah, you got a sukkah which is only 10 tefachim high, and you've got Hutzin Hayorudin, little stalks coming down, it passes the sukkah. Here we're saying it doesn't pass the sukkah. Tosas actually goes into the issue and says that Hutzin makes it into a dira smucha, makes it into an unpleasant dira, while the noy sukkah doesn't make it unpleasant. And we'll do just one more line of the Gemara. Omer Rav Ashir says, Rav Ashir min atzad me'matin. If you actually have these decorations on the side, it will reduce the size and make it into a possible sukkah. Says Rashi, min atzad me'matin lo me'shir zayin tzvachim. If he reduces it down to less than Zion's Fochim, then he doesn't hold his head and his table and most of his body, then it will pass on the Sukkah. But the height of the Sukkah, which is higher than the 7 Fochim anyway, I was actually wondering if it drops down below 7 Fochim, even on the height, maybe it'll be a problem. But certainly you've got more to play with on the height than you have on the walls, because then it physically doesn't hold his Reish Rubu B'Shulchonoi. Therefore, on the sides, it certainly will pass it, but on the roof, it's just a question of whether it makes it into the Sukkah or not. And therefore, even it doesn't pass the Sukkah when it's on the roof.
Just to mention that there is a sect here in Israel, I think they're living near Ashdod, they're basically Karaites, right. and you go into their Sukkah, and this is exactly what their Sukkah looks like. They have every inch of the roof with fruit, delicacies, wine, you name it. The whole thing is covered completely.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who don't have decorations hanging down, isn't it? I mean...
It was Ateshu Ken Taduru. they don't have any pictures on their walls either in the house. Says the Gemara, Minyamin Avdel Rav Ashi. Minyamin is the name of the servant of Rav Ashi. Itzamitza Lekitunta. His tunic got soaked, his talus got soaked, the maya with water, Ishtateach Amitaltam, and he laid it out on the sukkah to dry. Amar Rav Ashi said, Dailal, take it off. People will think, at the end of the day, the tunic is a beged. The beged, the clothes are mekabel tumah. That is the people will think that he can mesache, he can use chaschach, something which is mekabel tumah. Says Rashi, is tamit mishe nishoyro b'mayim. He got soaked in water. Carries on the Gemara. So his minyamin replied back to Rashi, v'hokol chosle d'ratiba. But everybody sees that it's wet, it's soaking wet, and then they realize I'm putting it up there to dry, I'm not using it as schach. Answered back, Rav Ashi, you can correct the chiyov shakaminim. I only meant that as soon as it dries out, you've got to take it down. Says Rav Ashi, bokochozle duriti v'shu leichom, it's moist, or mucho milsa de la nagba shatuchom, and it's quite clear that it's only spread out there to dry, v'loy le schach and not schach, and therefore why should I need to take it down? And carries on Rashi, so he answered him back, the as soon as it dries out, take it down so people shouldn't think you can use something which is mekabel tuma for schach. Itma, we learned, it was stated, noy sukkah hamuflogim yimena arba. If you've got decorations of sukkah which are more than four tefachim away, Rav Nachman on Moksheh, Rav Nachman says it's still kosher, Rav Chisda Rabba Baravuna Omar Psula. And Rav Chisda, as we mentioned beforehand, Rashi brought him down beforehand, this way he has a Rav Chisda from who said that it is, even if it's done for decoration, if it's more than four hours away, it's possible. Says Rashi Noy Sukkah, Sadinin Haposin Tachas Chach Lenoim. Sheets which are spread out under the Schach for beauty, Psula, they're possible from oil, Masik. Because you've got another oil and separating. A person isn't sleeping in the sukkah. Since they put there to beautify the sukkah, they become bottled to the sukkah and they don't pass it. Carries on the Gemara. Rab Chizda, Barabba, Barabba, these two said it was possible. So they traveled to the Reish Galusa. Gninu, Rab Nachman, Besukkah, and Rab Nachman, who was the son-in-law, I think, of the Reish Galusa, put them into a sukkah. Shenoya muflogim imina arba tvochim. He let them rest in a sukkah. He gave them to slay overnight in a sukkah where the schach was more than four tvochim away from the decorations were more than four tvochim away from the schach. Ishtaku v'loy amru le'y midim. They didn't actually say anything to Rav Nachman. It says Rashi, Rav Nachman abbez nehoyom. He was the Av Bezin Benogi, then he was a prince from Mitzavah Lebeis Reish Goyla, and he was someone who had authority in the house of the Reish Goyla. I think he was his son-in-law, and then things were done on his instructions. So he put them into a sukkah that was the schach, the noy, where the decorations were more tvachim than the sach. And they didn't answer him back. They didn't say anything to him. Omer Lahu. So he said to them, Hodubur Abol Mishmasayu, I see you being choyza and you agree with me. Yeah, it doesn't become possible if it's more than four tefachim apart. Amrulei, they said to him, no, anon shluchim mitzvah, anon p'tum min asukah. The reason why we didn't complain or didn't object is because we are shluchim mitzvah and we're potter from sukkah. Says Rashi, shluchim mitzvah anon, we are shluchim mitzvah, lahakul pnei reish v'gelo, that we are going to receive and visit the reish galuso. The chayv odem lahakdum they rabbi, a regular person got a chiyuv to go and visit his rav on yontov or botrinon, and they are potter. This is actual mitzvah. Because it's not like amon shluchim mitzvah turim a mitzvah. People are doing a mitzvah potter from a mitzvah, and then forcing point out they're only potter from a mitzvah if you can't do the two things at the same time. If it is possible to do the other mitzvah at the same time, the second mitzvah at the same time as the first one, then you haven't got a chiyuv to do it. But here they couldn't leave and go and find get a sukkah elsewhere. They had to stay there, and it wasn't practical for them to leave and get a sukkah elsewhere. There's another interesting aura they make here, saw in the outscroll, in the notes in the outscroll here, that Reb Nachman wasn't over. He wants to suggest that there's no din isur of lifnei iver. If you hold something's mutter and the other party holds it's also, some want to suggest they want to learn from here. There's no lifnei iver. If it's according to you, it is kosher. Just because they hold it's not kosher, there's no isur of lifnei iver. But on the other hand, they answer that in this case here they could see that the schach was, as he pointed out to them, you didn't object. So it's not really a question of lifnei iver here. It's a bit of an in here that the Yorachim there brings up. Amar Yudah Mashmo, carries on more. Mutar lishin b'kilo b'sukkah. One can sleep in a kilo, in a canopy. Afo pi sheyesh lo gag, even though it has a roof. V'hu she'en agwe asor, so long as it's not 10 tefachim high. Now, a kilo is similar to a kinoif, a four-poster. Is the Habermill? Well, we'll see. Kilo, says Rashi, ha-prusa sribo samito, it's spread around the bed, but after sheyesh lo gag, even though it has a roof, she'en gag ha-mashupa kishal naklitin, it's not a sloping roof, an apex roof like the naklitin, ela shova kishal kinoifis, it's like the four-poster bed. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yudon HaShmuel, one can sleep in a kilo, which has got a proper roof on it, so long as it's not ten high. Says Rashi, "Vushena goya." Sorry, it's not tonight. And our mito, from the bed, I'm not talking about from the floor, but from the bed, to make it into an oil. The bottom me go asur lab oilahu. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, the containing area, then it doesn't get a din of an oil. Toshma. So ask the Gemara from the following brayso. Hayoshem b'kila b'sukkah lo yotzi deichei bosom. Someone who sleeps in the kila in this canopy in the sukkah, he's not yotzer. I says the Gemara very simple. Ochem maskinah and kishagoy ba'asora. That brayso is talking about when it's more than 10 high. Rabbi Mashmul agreed when it's more than 10 high, it's possible. Meisvei asks my next question. Hayoshem tachas amita b'sukkah. Someone who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah lo yotzi deichei bosom. It's not yotzer, it's mitzvah. It's not a proper oil as such. So Shmuel explained, the mitzvah gavay asura, we're talking about the space under the bed is 10 high. Toshma. Oy shepiris agabi kimpris, sulo. Or if he spread, we learned in our mission, if he spreads his canopy over four posters, it's possible. Says the Gemara, we're talking about there when he spread them over the four posters, that we're talking about more than 10 high. Says the Gemara, but we didn't learn that pshat when the Kinoifis is talking about when it's 10 high. We learned even when it's less than 10 high, the Tanya. But we've got a brisa which explains our Mishnah. Naklitin, it goes into more detail about our Mishnah. Naklitin is shnai. Naklitin means it's a two poster, but as we explained already. Mekinoifis araba. Naklitin is a four poster. Curious, I'll give a kinofis, says the brayso, if you spread it over the kinofis, psulo, it's possible. I'll give an aklitin, if you spread the sheet over the two posters, shero, says the brayso, it's kosher, we'll bachelor you, aklitin, gavoyam, and amita asoro, so long as the two posts are not higher, or doesn't make the tent area higher than 10 from the bed, or from the ground. Michalal, we can be deduced from here, the kinofis, if it's four posts, afapisha ain't gavoyam asoro, even if they're not 10 high. So we're saying now that with the four poster, even if it's less than 10 high, it's possible. We're dying from the brisa. So how can Rabbi Mashmul, who says that we're talking about a four poster, say it's kosher if it's less than 10 high? Says Rashi, ho loik toni hofi. The brisa, we didn't learn that pshat. The brisa, the mafarish who begabe. We've got a brisa which explains our mission. The hofi tonop, this is how we learn. Naklitin, shnaim, naklitin, two posters, or two, naklitin is a two poster, could it be Rashi Leel? As I explained in the Mishnah, says Rashi, Yotzim Emsamito, they are the two poles in the middle of the Marsoisa and Argolosa, but in the middle of the headboard and the footboard. But what we do see from this Rashi quite clearly that if it's a four poster, even if it's less than 10, it's possible. Answers the Gemara, Shani Kinoifis de Kvir. Kinoifis are not the same as a kilo. Kinoifis are permanent structure. A kilo, which is a canopy, is a temporary structure. Says Rashi de Kvir. It's permanent, and therefore that's why even if it's less than 10, therefore it is possible. Aber kilo lo kvir, b'chazkom, a canopy is not fixed there permanently. Kekinoifus, like kinoifus, hilgok kigolo, gova asor lo choshib. If it's less than 10, it doesn't have a chashivus, it can be considered an oil, and therefore it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, vare suka, al gabi suka de kvir. When you've got one sukkah on top of another sukkah, which is something which is kvi, but Omar Shmuel and Shmuel, very same Shmuel, says, Kech Sheira Kach Psudo, that in order for a sukkah, Al Gabi sukkah, to be possible, then the upper sukkah to make the lower one possible has to be the at least the size of a kosher sukkah. In other words, it has to be 10 tvachim high. If it's less than 10 tvachim high, it doesn't pass the lower sukkah. One sukkah on top of it, to get a Shem sukkah, it has to be something which is kvi. And nevertheless, even if it's less than 10 high, it doesn't puzzle it. So we see kvi is not an, it doesn't affect things. I think Rashi is a bit out of order. Kechshero kach psula, says Rashi. Kol kamadlo mikari elyonu sukkum, as long as the upper one is not called a sukkah, it's less than 10 high, lo yimishna tachtoino. It doesn't puzzle the lower one. So answers of Gemara. Hoson de la Mishal Sukkah Basoro. There we want to passel the lower sukkah with an upper sukkah. We need a sukkah and a sukkah to passel it. We need 10. Hocha de la Shabia Oya. Here with the canopy, or the rather the kinofus, rather, where we want to make it into an oil. If it's less than 10, it still gets a state of an oil, even if it's less than 10. Says Rashi, Hosam de Mishul Sukkah, but I, there we want to pass the Sukkah, Ka'asim Mishum Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, where there, the whole thing in there is you want to have, it has to be a, another Sukkah on top to pass the lower Sukkah, which is Rashi again, Kashir, Kol Kabbalah, let me carry Eliana Sukkah, as long as the upper one is not called the Sukkah, like Mishul Tachas, and then the lower one not, does not become possible. Hocha de Leshabi Oyla, but here to make it into an oil, so Yushim Tachas, that one shouldn't sleep underneath it. Then, even if it's less than 10, Abu Shah Sukkah Kshir, the rest of the Sukkah Kshir, Botsami Asura Namu Abu Oila, less than 10, if it's four poster bed, which is fixed there, it's also got a Shem oil, Hecha de Kviya, where it's permanent, it's got a name of an oil and it puzzles it.
I don't understand it. I mean, if you look at the Mishnah says that I'm a foolish. So, what's the Kasha from the Mishnah? He's asking a Kasha on the Sukkah.
Right.
So I mean,
but it has to be at least 10 high. If it's not 10 high, it doesn't puzzle it.
Yeah. So I mean,
Shmuel himself is a student in Shmuel. Shmuel says it has to be 10, if it's less than 10 high, it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah and it doesn't puzzle the lower Sukkah. With the Kinoifus, he's saying with the Kinoifus, even if it's less than 10 high, it puzzles it.
Why should it be fixed?
Well, that's the answer to the Gemara. But I'm talking about the Kasha. He's asking what the Kasha of the Gemara was. That's the answer. Yeah. The Kinoifus is considered is a proper oil. And he wants it as an oil. He's made it into an oil. He wants it as an oil. Even if it's four tochim high or five tochim high, he wants it as an oil. And that puzzles. He can't sleep in it. Mm. While the Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah, it's got no function. If it hasn't got Shem Sukkah on it if it's less than 10 high.
Yeah. Well, the Mishnah says Mekulish that actually.
Why? Others, not everybody learns Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah has to be 10 high either. Shmuel himself learns it has to be 10 high. I think others learn it less than 10 high. We had, I think, a fourth for him even. Omer of Tachib Avimah Shmuel. Hayoshim Bikilo Orum, someone who sleeps in a kilo. And he's naked. Moitzi roish chutz kilo. He hasn't got any clothes on him, so he can poke his head out of the canopy. Mekorei Krishma, and he can read and he can line Krishma. Says Rashi, Mekorei Krishma, dekim de lab oil hu. Since the kilo hasn't got a shem oil on it, lo yamrin on lemokum shrubosham roishay nizruk. We don't say if it would be taka proper oil. And he just poke his head out, as we'll see shortly. If you poke your head out of a proper oil, then your head follows your body and it's considered inside the tent or inside the oil. And just poking it out wouldn't be sufficient. But here, since it's not a proper oil, it's not considered as, they're considered as, well, we'll see in a moment, Rashi will say it's considered as if he's wearing clothes. So we don't say that his head follows his body. You shouldn't see your nakedness when you say Krishma. It's like putting his head out of his shirt, where it's perfectly okay. So here also, since we say the kilo is not considered an oil. By the way, go on.
I would say it's more established. It depends if you can see yourself. If you pull your face out and you can't see the rest of your body, then you should be.
We'll see in a moment that it doesn't matter if you can't see, if your head follows, if your most of your body's inside the oil. We'll have it in a moment. Let's just do Maceway. We'll go to Tosafot in a moment. The one line Tosafot to go to Maceway. The Gemara asks a kash on this. Hayoshim bekilo orum lo yotzi reish chutz kilo meik kriyishma. First of all, we've got a brisa which says someone who sleeps in the kilo naked shouldn't put his head outside the kilo and create Krishma. Says, we're talking about when the kilo is 10 high, then it gets, as we already mentioned, and even smaller degrees, it gets a din of an oil. The Gemara says this is a mistabel that we're talking about, it's 10 high. Miniktoni Sefer, since he learns in the Sefer of that brisa, what do we compare this kilo, which is 10 high, someone who is standing in the house naked, he cannot put his head out the window, and line Krishma. Shema Amino, Now, as we see from here, that we're talking about Azar Kila, which has got a Shem of an oil. Once it gets a Shem of an oil, putting your head out does not help you. You can't say it's separate. It follows his body then, and it's considered like it's inside. But Tosus points out, we've got another problem, says Tosus. It says, not only your head shouldn't see, we normally learn in Brochus, not only should one's head shouldn't, one's eye shouldn't see one's nakedness, but even one's heart shouldn't see it. There's Tosus' last line, Shmuel doesn't seem to be concerned about this issue of one's heart seeing the Erevor, where we get the whole in of wearing a garfield from during davening to separate one's heart from the lower parts. Carries on the Gemara, Uvayis Nami, and a house as well. Athol Pisha in Gavoy Asorum, even if it's not 10 high, Kivan de Kvia Oilahum. The house itself, if it's less than 10 high, that doesn't help, doesn't take it away a Shem oil. Kim de Kvia, because we pointed out previously, if it's Kvia, even if it's less than 10 high, it gets a Shem oil. The Logarmi Kinoifus. It's no worse than the Kinoifus. We said also with the Kinoifus, since they are Kvia, since they're permanent, they're fixed. Therefore, even if it's less than 10 high, it has a Shem oil on it. The only difference is with the Kilo. Says Rashi, "Hold gas in a vice. Now, me abagab loygoiva. Asoro kim the kviha ba oil who loygorom bekinoifitz no west the kinoifitz. Vachnos a shmeitz bampenashi. This is a separate statement. The Gemara the loytema bais kekila. Don't come and say, well, a house should be like a kilo because we're really now comparing them in the brisa. The loygoiva. Then if the house is less than 10 high listre, the hoitzi roish chutz lachaloyin, that you can be matter someone to put his head out the chaloyin. Therefore, the Gemara points out, no. That respect, we can't compare it to a kilo. If it's less than 10, it's not the same as a kilo. It's only a kilo that's less than 10 doesn't have a din of an oil. Lishna achrina. So tomorrow we've got another mahalach in our sugya. Lishna amrela amr vidom mashmul. Some say this is what Muda said in the Shmuel. Muta lishna mikilo chasanim besukam. One can sleep in a kilas chasanim, a canopy for chasanim in a sukkah, lefisha ein lo gag. Here, the Gemara changes it and says that this kilo is not talking about a four-poster, but we're talking about a two-poster kilo. Afal pisha goy asorah, even if it's 10 high, says Rashi, kilas chasanim, ena kasha kilo, it's not like the normal four-poster. Menoisen al gag, we don't make a roof for it. We say we don't make a roof for it, we don't make a four-poster, a square roof for it. Who's Vives Hamito? It's around the bed, the gagam mishubah kishon laklitin. It's got an apex roof, a sloping roof, like an aklitin. We're talking about a two-poster kilo. That's called akinas chasanim. And here Shmuel says that even if it's 10 high, it's kosher. Meisvei ayoshem bikilo besukah lo yotzi dechayvosem. Someone sleeps in a sick kilo in a sukkah, he is not yotzer. Answers the Gemara. Hachem maskinam b'shiyesh lo gag. We're talking about where it's a four-poster. When it's a four-poster taka, then you can't sleep in it. Toshma. We're going to ask them, so we've got another brisa. Naklitin Shnayim. Naklitin, we said, is two posts. So the Kinoifus Arba, Kinoifus is four. Pirus Agabi Kinoifus Sulom. If you spread it out on the four posts, it's possible. Agabi Naklitin over the two posts, Ksherom. It's Koshul Vivanshlay and Naklitin Gavayim and Amitah Soros Vochim. So long as the two posts is not 10 high. Or Gavayim and Amitah Soros Psula, but if it's 10 high, it's possible. Athopi. Even though it hasn't got a roof, even though it hasn't got a, in other words, it's only got a sloping roof. So we see that even with a sloping roof, if it's more than 10 high, it's possible. Answers of Gemara, Shani Naklitin de Kvio. Naklitin are not the same as a kilo because they are fixed. Says the Gemara, well, if you're saying that the two posts is fixed, then it should have the same thing as a kinoifus, that even lower than 10, then it should be possible. It says Rashi Lahaba Kikinoifus, first narrow line, Belisla Apu Bochas Meyud, and says even less than 10 it's possible. We learned beforehand as well that if it's Kinoifus, if it's something fixed, if it's less than 10, it's got a din of oil if it's fixed. Says the Gemara, Lagabi Kinoifus Loi Kvia. As far as Kinoifus is concerned, it's not Kvia. Therefore, if it's less than 10, it's kosher. But Lagabi Kilo Kvia, but in relation to a kilo, it's more fixed in a kilo, therefore, if it's more than 10, it's possible. While a kilo itself, even if it's more than 10, it's kosher. So we have three different levels. Just to recap, we have the kinoifus, no matter how high it is, it's always going to be possible. We have the kilo, the other extreme, doesn't matter also how high it is, it's always kosher, doesn't get Hashem oil. And we have the naklitin, if it's less than 10, it's kosher, if it's more than 10, it's possum. And just Rashi wraps it up as well. Legabi kenovis lo kvia, the naklitin, the two poster in relation to kenovis is not as fixed. Lasso kemoisa lusal apa bochum yud. Say it's kosher enough, but it's, if it's less than 10, it's possum. That we don't say. But legabi kila kvia, but in relation to kilo, to canopy, it's we're talking about kilos chasanim here, is considered kvia. Hilchoch inu pasla bi yud, therefore, the naklitin, the two posts, become possible. You know, I feel less than gagim if it hasn't got a proper roof. The kilo lo posel, I feel a biyud, but the kilo doesn't come possible even if it's 10 kiles lo gag, so long as it doesn't have a four-poster roof. Carries on the Gemara. Doris Rabba Baruch Hu, muta lishon bikilo. Rabba Baruch Hu says it's muta to sleep in the kilo. Afal pi sheyesh lo gag, even if it's got a four-poster. Afal pi shegoy asoro, and even if it's 10 high. He says now that even if it's 10 high and even if it's got four posts to it, you can sleep in a kilo. Command, says the Gemara. Who does this go according to? Rabbi Yehuda. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, as Rashi says, the Kamal Mepharish Pekah Yosh in the beginning of the second parak, will have Rabbi Yehuda Shitta. The Omar carries on the Gemara, Loyosi oil aray mevatel oil keba, that a temporary oil is not mevatel a permanent oil. This none, because we have a Mishnah. We had the custom to sleep under the bed in front of the elders. Says Rashi, a bed in relation, or underneath a bed in relation to sukkah is only a temporary. Because you move the bed around in the sukkah from place to place, and therefore it's an oil aray, and an oil aray is not mabatal an oil keva, a permanent one. Says the Gemara, well, let's say, why doesn't Rabbi Baruch Hu say quite simply, why don't you simply say that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? What does he have to say all this? Why does he have to say that we got this kilo, and it's 10 high, and it's okay, and it's four poster? Says the Gemara, if he would have said Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, we would have thought maybe in the case of a bet only, the legabo asuya, because it's made, a bed is primarily made to sleep on top of it. You don't normally sleep underneath it, and therefore it's considered an oil aray. Abel kilo de la soicha suyo, but a canopy where its main function is inside, on top of the bed, inside the canopy. A maloy, I might have thought even Rabbi Huda wouldn't agree with this. Kamash malon, therefore comes along Rabbi Baruch Hu and says the Talmud Rabbi Huda, the reason for Rabbi Huda is the loy osi oil aray mevatel oil keba, that a temporary tent doesn't, is not the battle of the permanent one. Loish no mito, the loish no kilo, doesn't make any difference whether it's a bed or a canopy, whether it's used underneath, whether it's used on top, or whether it's used underneath, or in one side of it. In all cases, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Baruch Hu, and Aloch will be that it's mutter. Says Rashi, de la gaba osuya, a bed is made for sleeping on top. Niska bal gaba, to sleep on top of it, loitachte, one doesn't normally sleep under bed, liosla oil, to make it into a proper structure, a tent. Hilkoch lav shem oil aleh, doesn't have his name of an oil, a tent, but tam lav mishum arayhu, and I might have thought the reason isn't because it's temporary, and a lav shem oil, I would have thought maybe the reason why under the bed is okay is because it doesn't really have a name of a tent, a label of a tent, it's not considered a tent. Aval kilo, but the canopy which is made for using inside it, ul oil, and to act as a canopy, as a tent, Hilkoch Shem oil aleh would have a label of oil, but Abagab the Arahi, even though it's temporary, like Mifka Shmei, it doesn't lose its name of being a tent. And I thought it's possible, Kamash Malon Rabbah, the Talmud, the Rabbi Yehuda, also the reason for Yehuda is because it's an oil aray, and even the killer qualifies as an oil aray, and is not mubatal the oil care by the proper sukkah itself. Says the Mishnah, Hidlo Lovis, I gave Mesadalas, a kissim. If someone trailed over his sukkah as schach, a vine or gourd or kisim is ivy, the sichich al gabo, and then he put kosher schach on top, sulo it's possible. Says Rashi, hidlo trellid blaz, trellis, yeah? But if roiv of the kosher schach on top, you put on top was kosher schach, then it's mevatel it. Oisha kotzeson, or he cut, he didn't put kosher schach on top, but he cut the possible schachi cut it, it's kshero. It's just finished off the Mishnah. Zeh klal kol shum mekabel tumo ve'en gedulim min ha'oretz ein mesachim boy. Anything which doesn't is not mekabel tumo and doesn't grow from the ground. Anything which is mekabel tumo, anything which it can be mekabel tumo, kavi, whatever it is, can be mekabel tumo ve'en gedulim min ha'oretz, or it doesn't grow from the ground. Ein mesachim boy. You can't use it for schach v'chol dovon. So ain't a mekabel tumah, anything which is not mekabel tumah, and it also grows from the ground. Masachim boy has to have those two ingredients, and then you can use it for schach. There's Rashi. We learned kisim. So Rashi, irim bilaz ivy. I think he translated. Who did look again, and it's trailed over like a vine. Sulo, it's possible. So ain't masachim b'mechuba. You can't use for schach something which is attached to the ground. Omar ma, because we learn the pasuk was from migonchom migvecha, that which you gather in from your granary and from your wine press, Mipsodos going with Yekub, the leftovers of the granary, stalks of leftover from the granary and from the wine press, Yekub, Hakosam Adab, that you can use for Schach. Hirba Mehen, but if you increase the Schach kosher on top, Umavat and Beroiv, then you can do, as we learned beforehand, you can Mavatlit Beroiv. Oishakotsan, or he didn't actually put kosher Schach on top, but he cut them from being Mechubilakaka, Af, Laachra, Shesichra Behen. Even after he put it on the sukkah, he just cut them. We don't say it's originally it was started off with posel schach, and it should stay posel. We'll see more about this in the Gemara shortly. It'll be machlokes Rav and Shmuel about tasem and meloimino. Also, we'll see more about this in the Gemara in a moment about the cutting. If he cuts them after he's put them on the roof of schach, he now cuts it and makes it kosher schach. How it works. Zeh klal says carries on Rashi. The more Yalif, the more we'll let out what we learn from this. Zeh klal, ve'en gidulim min ha'oretz. It's something that doesn't grow from the ground. It can be something which is not mekabel tumah, but it doesn't grow from the ground. Kigoyin oyrish behema, the skins of animals. They're not afilo lo mekabel tumah, even if they're not mekabel tumah, these skins. Kigoyin shemechusim melocha, they haven't been tanned yet, and therefore they're not mekabel tumah. But they're not gedulim in oretz, therefore you cannot use them for schach, even though they're not mekabel tumah. Although, as I pointed out in lunchtime, it's interesting. Sometimes we consider animals or what they eat as well, or the skins of animals, gedulei karka, because they eat grass and they actually are gedulei karka. But the gavad in the sukkah, certainly we don't see them gedulei the karka. Maybe the Gemara will talk about it later on. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yosef came with Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. They were sitting not facing each other, they were sitting in rows. So Yerusha was sitting in front of Rav Huna, but Yosef Ka'oma, he was sitting and saying our Mishnah. Oisha Kotzeson, Yerusha was sitting and saying our Mishnah. Oisha Kotzeson Kshero. Oh, we learned in our Mishnah, if he cuts the schach, it's kosher. Ba'omar Rav, he puts posel schach on, he put a vine on top and he cut it, it's kosher. Ba'omar Rav says, Rav, Sorach Lanea. He has to shake it a little bit. Says Rashi, V'yosef Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef was sitting with Kamahochi. Hordisnam, he was learning our Mishnah. He says, Hordisnam, I should cut some Kshero. He's learning the base of the Mishnah. And he's saying, we learned the Mishnah, the Kapman the Kosher, Omar Rav, Allah, Rav, when Rav explained the Mishnah, and he, the Ein Sarech Lassa, and the Soisra, Kulam. Albeit, you don't have to take all the Sarech off the Sukkah and put it back on. He's got to move about a little bit those that were put on the schach even when they were attached to the ground. And after he's cut them from the separated them, severed them from the ground. And this is considered is the yotze of mitzvah of making his sukkah of asir of tasu leim nosu. The eloi is if he doesn't move them around a little bit, sulamishum tasu lemin osu become possible because it's tasu lemin osu. The hocha mashma, because this is how we understand the pasuk. Sukkah's tasa, then you're going to make a kishata oisa. When you make the sukkah, you have to make a sukkah. Tehei ru'i l'sukkah. It has to be roi to be a sukkah when you make it. But you cannot make your sukkah from something which was possible, shein roi l'sukkah, which wasn't originally roi l'sukkah. Says Rav, you only need to make, says Ravuna quoting Rav, you only need to make a small adjustment. There, when he made it kosher now by cutting it, he doesn't have to take it completely off the roof. This little bit of movement is like taking off the roof. He lifts up each stalk on its own, and he puts it back down, and he takes the next stalk or branch, and he puts it down.
So, this, according to Rashi, according to this law, if you build a sukkah, tachas ilum, yeah?
Yeah.
And then it's good enough that you take, and then after you cut down the schach, which is from the ilum, yeah?
Yeah.
Then you only have to be nana it a little bit, the same as here?
Yeah. That's all you have to do. The same people who leave their schach on from year to year. There's a question, if they leave on for years to year, they're using it actually not as schach the whole year round, and therefore it is that you should actually be mananea. The halacha says you should be mananea if you're leaving it on from year to year.
Yeah, but I thought you have to be mananea, you have to make it all sukkah, all kosher because sukkah.
No, well, you're passing from a Gemara, we just started the Gemara. Let's go a little lighter, yeah?
Sorry.
Yosef, let's start again. Yosef, Yosef, we're going to come to you. Yosef, come on. Oish, Kotsum, Shem, Amr, Rav, Soch, Nanea. Amr, Rav, Hunna, so Rav Hunna said to him, to Rav Yosef, O Shmuel, Amr. It wasn't Rav who said it, it was Shmuel. And when Rav Yosef that paid, Rav Yosef turned around to him angrily, as Rashi says, because in anger. He turned around, Amr, Lu, Otom, Mir, Kamil, Lachot, Delo, Amr, Shmuel. Did I say Shmuel didn't say it? Amr, Rav, Amr, Shmuel. Rav said it, Shmuel also said it. Rahuna said back to him, Hokikamiloch. This is why I was trying to tell you. The Shmuel Omra Beloy Rav. It was Shmuel who said that he has to be Manea and not Rav. The Rav Achfrey Machsha. Rav is Machsha it even without being Manea it. Rav is even Machsha it by just cutting it. Says Rashi, Adrino Achshuri Machsha. Rav is Machsha it Beloy Nanua, even without moving it. The Ksovak Sisosa Zuhi Gemasi Yosa. Cutting itself is enough of an action, enough of an act of an asiya. We've got a problem then. So what's tasa v'loy mina osa according to Rav? So Rashi explains this. V'hichi domi tasa v'loy mina osa according to Rav. What is an example of tasa v'loy mina osa according to Rav? Cutting it here is already considered tasa, not a problem tasa v'loy mina osa. Egoin says, Rashi, ha'chaytik begodish, lasa v'loy sukkah, this was later on in Perik. Someone who hollows out in a haystack to make a sukkah. The schach comes of its own accord. He doesn't touch the schach at all and doesn't do any action on the schach. Ella, what does he do? He's got this haystack there in front of him, and he breaks down on one side of it. And he goes into the depths of the haystack. And he takes out some of the bales and throws them out. And the sukkah is made of its own accord. Both the walls and the schach are made on its own. That is tasev leim osu. I was there shekitzon, but here in this case where he cuts the branches, there who ma'aser shalom. This is considered a proper act, enough action. Shenigma behechsha to consider as if he's made a kosher sukkah. Carries on the Gemara. Kihod Rav Amram Chasida, like Rav Amram the Chosid, Romo Techilta de Pazuma de Incha Beso. He put the Techiles, the tzitzis here, Techiles means the tzitzis, of the begodim of his household, Tolon Veloy Posak Roshen. He took what he did, Chutzin Shalahem, Veloy Posak Chutzin. What he did is he took one long strand and he folded it into four or to eight and he pushed that through the hole. And afterwards, after he pushed it through the hole, and we'll see Rashi would add it, he not only pushed it through the hole, actually, he made the knots and twirled them round. And afterwards, he cut it and made it into four separate strings, doubled over into eight, actually. But afterwards, he cut it. It was a single thread that he put through the corner and made the tzitzis from a single thread. And only afterwards did he cut it. Also, the Kamdra Bechir Barashi. He came before to ask from Chiyav Rashi if it's kosher. Amalei Hochi Om Rav. This Taka Rav says, Mefaskam Ben Kshirim. All you have to do is cut the strings and they're kosher. Amal Psikosan Zu Asiyosan. So we see just cutting the strings considered, and by tzitzis also we've got a mitzvah of Asulam tzitzis. You have to make tzitzis. Hochanami by Sukkah as well, because Sisosan Zu Asiyosan. Just cutting it is enough. You don't have to be Mimananea. Says Rashi, Romot Chilta, Hitl Titzi put Lepazume, Inche Bese, the Talis Ishtoim, into the Talis of his wife, the Xova Lila Zman Titzis. He held that Lila is Zman Titzis. You can wear titzis at night time. Isa Moisha says you have to see them. He says that's not to exclude Lila, but that's practice for Suma, that a blind person doesn't have to wear titzis. Now, Tzus Lila Chayim, he held night clothes also need titzis. Now, the mitzvahs are essentially as a man gromo, it's not a time ordinated mitzvah. The Noshim Chayovas and Noshim are also chayim in the mitzvah. Tolan the titzis is Bichnova Isatalis. He hung the titzis in the corners of the beggar, Chut Echon Kofel Dalad, one thread bent over fourfold. It's a single thread, Betoichon Bekanach. And he pushed it to the corner by then the chut echod koifla, and it was still folded over as one thread. And there were eight folds, the posuk roshon shalhem, and he separated the ends of them, and it became eight separate threads. Rabban was shokach, loy poskam, and Rabban forgot to separate them, to cut them before he put them through, until he made all the knots of shame and the gdinim of the when you go around the circles and the knots, the name says Aswim B'Psul, it was made in Psul, the Aimbay and the Chut Echel, because there's only one string. Whilst in the Kamen, he came before Rabbi Chia Barashi, who told him it's according to Rabbi's kosher.
That's pretty tricky to do that.
Yes, to make the knots in the. When I was laying the lumps, actually, I had a bit of a problem with it because I didn't realize he actually made the knots in the first. But you'll see the Raya's from the Gemara in a moment, actually. Just want to do a couple more lines. Yeah, a couple more lines we'll see and we'll stop then. But we'll see the rise from the Gemara that he actually made the knots and the twirls even before he cut them. So yes, I had a bit of difficulty understanding how he did that, yes. carries on the Gemara with Shmuel doesn't agree with Rav that just cutting them is good enough, or whether it's the case of the tzitzit or the case of the schach. Shmuel himself learned the name Rav Chia. He took two corners of his beged and he put through the two corners of his beged one set of tzitzis of four threads. He put them through the two corners. He put two corners next to each other. And afterwards, he cut through and made them into two separate corners. He said that it's four that he folded into eight. So he cut them. The art school's got a nice diagram there. And he cut them to make them to separate the two corners, and each corner should have its eight threads. My love, don't you think Shekosha, he made the knots biachak poisek, and afterwards, he cut them. Loi and vachak poisek, and it's just all he has to do is cut it at the end. Says the one in the kasha on Shmuel. Says the moral. No, he cuts through before he started making the knots. Let's just do some Rashi first of all. Hitil the base chronos was achas. Also, arba kfolim aruchim took four long strands. Kashir stayed tzitzit long enough to be each one should be for two sets of tzitzit for two corners. But echa bichnav there, moishin echa bichnav. Then he put one into one corner, one to the other corner. So the kof of Orishan actually gia zelozen. He bent it round until they were almost touching each other. Lamsa orko, in order to make sure he cuts them right in the middle. My love says Rashi, don't you think koisha? He first made the knots. Also had the deal bazoo. He made the knots in each one knotting. And then he cut them into two separate corners. Manasseh or two separate sets of tzitzis in Asher's time. But for Bishan Asher b'tzul, even though the whole tzitzis were made up impossible. The kula koidim snisu b'chut echodu. For he cut them. They were one. Each one was one thread. Each of the threads were individual threads for two corners. On that, the Gemara said no. He cut them before he made the knots. My lememra. So we can see my lememra. The Gemara actually spells this out for us. What's the suppose about okay. Place of says the Gemara. Sorry. Place of question. My lememra. What's the big chiddush if he cut them before he started making the knots? Now the same. I might have thought bo'inon knaf b'shas psil. That even when you put them through the corners, they've got to be kosher tzitzis. Veleka, and it's not. Kamas malon, that putting them through the hole is not the problem. It's if you knot them when they are, according to Shmuel at least, kamas malon, that if you knot before they are separated, and you only cut them afterwards, according to Shmuel, it would be possible. Boinan, it says Rashi Kaf Bishas, still you need the corner, when you put them, Bishasha Poisloi, when he puts it through, Shatoli Boy Absilim, when he hangs the thread through, Boinan, Knaf Echab Loishnaim, we need each corner to be separate from the other corner, we need the strings to rather to be separate from the other corner, from the other corner. I might have thought that would make it possible. That's not a problem. If you put them through, as long as you cut them before you knot them, then you're okay. The only problem, according to Shmuel, is if you cut them after you knot them. But according to Rav, even if you cut them after you knot them, it's still kosher. The cutting itself is enough, considered over a lasia, to make it kosher. And we'll do more of this tomorrow. Yes, yeah.
I don't understand. When does he cut them? I don't understand when he cuts them.
He's got the long scissors.
So if
he puts them through two corners, yeah, takes his two corners like this, yeah, and he puts them through this corner, he puts them through, he takes four strands, puts them through here and through the next one.
Yeah.
And he brings them around here. And he makes the knots on this side, he makes the knots on this side, and afterwards he cuts it in the middle. So according to Shmuel, that wouldn't be kosher.
I don't understand.
It's not so easy to imagine making it.
I don't understand how you can make it.
And the case before is even more difficult to understand. Where he put, what did he do? He put one long thread through, which was twisted around in eight, and he put it through, and he made all the knots and everything, but it was still one thread, and the twirls, and then afterwards he cut them into eight separate threads. Well, four separate threads, really, actually, is what it is. That's even more difficult to understand, I think, in that case. This one I can actually miss a little bit. He probably had one long strand, he had a long strand, and maybe they made the twists and the knots slightly different to we make them, I don't know.
They must make the knots different to what we do.
I don't know. As I state here, I haven't worked out the mechanics of it. You can practice tonight.
Can't practice. Yeah, you can do it. The article doesn't explain it very well. That picture doesn't look like it. It looks like the way we do it.
He's just showing how you poke through the four on the arch. One of the pictures I'm looking here is how you poke through the two corners. That's what I can see here. How he made the knots. The article doesn't explain. No, I think that's a bit difficult to understand. Okay, fine.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.